This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Tonight, my name is Lee Elsie. Wayne will actually be back tomorrow night for sure. He had a little bit of extra Easter time off, so goody to him. He'll actually be back, I think, either in the second hour or the third hour. He's jetting back, so we're not really exactly sure when he's going to be miking up, but certainly at some point in time tomorrow night during the program, he will be back. Actually, Megan Barth is going to join me in the first hour tomorrow night, so it should be a lot of fun. My name again is Lee Elsie. I'd love to hear from you. Our number is 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK, wherever you are across the country. Again, the USA Radio Network on all these different stations all along the country, including Minneapolis and Dallas and New York and San Antonio, like I told you, a couple other stations here in my home state of Connecticut, which is kind of cool, up and around Hartford. So if you're listening, all topics up for grabs. So we started out serious, and not that everything isn't serious, but I did want to spend a little bit of time today talking about tax returns. So tax returns are on everybody's mind as, you know, people get a little crazy. In fact, I think the Trumpsters actually are suing the government because they don't want to release their tax returns. And I'm not going to get into it too much with that, but the Democrat candidates decided to release their tax returns, which I thought was pretty interesting. And in particular, you know, some of the front runners and how much they give to charity. I thought this was interesting. So now these folks who are so willing to spend your money, right? So willing to implement a socialistic type of society, right? Spend your money. Come on. You're working. You're working hard. You're rich. You're very rich. Give. Come on, man. Give some more. You're not giving enough. Let's tax you at a higher bracket. What, 40%? No, not, that's not high enough. Let's get up 50, 60% tax bracket. Then we can help the folks out who don't have anything. The folks who are less fortunate than you, right? So that's what you hear all the time. You hear it from Bernie Sanders to Elizabeth Warren to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the rest of the crew and the rest of the lefties who want to consider themselves political mavericks down there in Washington. You hear it all the time. You know, we need a higher tax bracket. You're not getting taxed enough. There are not high enough taxes. Come on. What do you need $50 billion for? Come on. Give it to somebody else. Well, I thought it was interesting that Senator Bernie Sanders and his wife, they actually gave $19,000 to charity out of an income of $566,000 last year. That's 3.4%. So burn, baby, burn. He dug deep. I mean, that's not bad. 19,000, 3.4% is a little bit low. I mean, I don't make a lot of money, and I give more than 3.6%, but still, a $19,000, I mean, that can go a long way in the world of charity. I mean, Bernie Sanders is worth millions, but he decided to give $19,000. $566,000 he made last year, and 3.4% of that goes to the poor and downtrodden. Let's take a look at some other ones, because I find this rather fascinating. Kamala Harris. Well, she released 15 years of tax returns last Sunday, and she and her husband earned $1.9 million last year. They gave $27,000 to charity, or 1.4%. She actually reported no charitable givings at all in her first 3 years as a California's Attorney General. So Kamala Harris, who again wants you to dig deep because you have too much and there are too many people out there who don't have enough, gave 1.4% of her income to charity. Well, let's see. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. Well, she donated $6,000 of her $338,000 worth of income to charity. That's a little bit under 2%. Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat in New York, she made $215,000. She gave $3,750 to charity. That's just under 2%. Remember, these are the same people who, again, they want you to dig deep. They don't want you to keep a hold of your money, yet they want to keep a hold of their money. 2% when you're making $330,000 is an absolute disgrace. Let's see. Washington, Governor Jay Inslee. Him and his wife released 12 years of their returns. They earned $203,000 in 2018. They gave just under 4%, $8,295 to charity. Mitt Romney, when he finally relented under the pressure and releasing of his tax returns in 2012. Now, Mitt Romney, who takes a lot of heat, certainly now from the right, he's an anti-Trumper, but at the very least, Mitt Romney, I mean, he gave $4 million to charity out of 13.7, which is almost 30%. Now, Barack Obama, they donate pretty good. In 2011, they donated $172,000 to charity, which is, well, that's not too bad, which is somewhere, I think, of their $790,000 of income, it comes out to be about 22%. Now, crazy Joe Biden. Again, if he comes out, he'll probably be the Democrat frontrunner. Now, Joe and Jill Biden gave just about 1.5% of their income to charity, $5,000 out of $379,000. I don't know how this makes you feel. I mean, I don't know if you care about this. Maybe you don't care. Maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe you don't think it's a big deal. But when you're wagging your finger at the President of the United States to release his tax returns, and you're talking about doing the right thing, and you're talking about being a pillar of society, being somebody everybody looks to, and somebody that everybody wants to emulate and be like, and you give 1% of your money to charity? Oh, that's pathetic. It's pathetic. And Beto O'Rourke, he made an absolute fool of himself. By the way, bye-bye, Beto. He's probably done, but the comment where he said that when they asked, one of the students asked him, I don't know if you saw that, I wish I had the audio, it's hilarious. One of the students asked him about his low numbers as far as charity, and he actually said, and I know this is a week old or so, but I only get a chance to talk to you once in a while. He basically said, me being here talking to all you, that's charity. So you're all a bunch of charity cases, and I'm doing a marvelous thing being here. By the way, Beta and his wife actually underpaid their 2013 and 14 tax returns by over $4,000, so maybe they'll be getting a knock-knock on the door from the IRS very, very soon. Listen, hypocrisy, madness, Washington lunacy. Washington, again, is the cesspool of the planet. You go there, and somehow you get sucked into this just muck and this mire. You may, again, I'll say this, I say it all the time, you may have the best of intentions. You may have the most unbelievable, virtuous ideas. You get elected to Congress, you get elected to the Senate, you get on, you know, you get on the highway, you head down or over or up to Washington, D.C. You know, you plant your flag, you get yourself an apartment. You get yourself on TV a couple times saying all the right things. You know, you go there, you show up the first couple of weeks, and the next thing you know, you're part of the soup. You're part of the disgusting muck and mire that is Washington. And it's like you never can get out of it. It's like all of the reasons why you wanted to be a political leader, they like disappear. It's like you go into this big black hole. It's not a swamp, it's a black hole. That's what Washington is. It's a black hole. And you go down there and you become this evil hunchback ghoul, and they all kind of get the same way. And they all want to wag their finger at you, and they want to tell you what to do. But in the end, they don't do what they do. They don't do what they say. They do what they want to do. They do what they do. And you're supposed to do what they tell you to do and like it. It's incredible. It really is incredible to me. Speaking of a liberal utopia, I had to share this one with you, too. I don't know if Wayne actually talked about this, and it's sort of disgusting, but I know that a lot of folks actually out in California probably are listening to us right now. The broader San Francisco Bay Area and Silicon Valley is a booming economy. It is. And San Francisco hosts the one of the biggest homeless populations in the entire country. 7,500 people actually live on the streets in this affluent city. This is a city that's got money, and there's homeless people all over the place. Well, I bring this up because since 2011, when I talk about the left coast black hole, if you will, since 2011, there have been at least 118,352 reported instances of human fecal matter on the streets. Yeah. People are going to the bathroom on the streets, and nobody's cleaning it up. London Breed, the new mayor, he won an election promising to clean things up. However, things were actually worse. An all-time high last year, reporting 28,084 instances of folks going to the bathroom. In the first quarter of 2019, the pace continued to soar with 6,678 instances of human waste in the public way. Do you realize how absolutely disgusting that is? And what kind of person, what kind of people would do that? Not once, not twice, over and over and over again on the streets of San Francisco. I mean, it's an absolute disgrace. And, I mean, you got to lock these people up, don't you? I mean, what are we doing? Thank God I don't live there. That's pathetic. I mean, talk about pulling your hair out and losing your mind. I don't know what I would do. I mean, if you're walking your dog, oh, my God. Anyway, all right. Listen, we got to take a break. We'll come back again. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Our number is 833-927-8255. My email is leeelsieradio@gmail.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to War Now.
This is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Did you know that the IRS is getting more aggressive these days, and they're using private agencies to track you down? Don't wait. If you owe more than $10,000, take advantage of the Fresh Start Initiative, a program in place that can help you now. You can save thousands and possibly have your taxes forgiven. Call the MC Preferred Tax Services helpline now about the Fresh Start program. If you qualify, it'll stop the IRS collection agencies from coming after you within 24 hours. Get the break you deserve and call about the Fresh Start Initiative now. Call the tax hotline now at 800-690-1430. Hurry, or it'll just get worse. Let MC Preferred Tax Services stop the IRS from targeting you within 24 hours. Call the hotline now at 800-690-1430. That's 800-690-1430. There's help for those of you who owe $10,000 or more, but it's important that you take action before these programs change. Call the special tax hotline now at 800-690-1430. That's 800-690-1430. 800-690-1430.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Quarry as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCurryAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Those who watch the show, because you're listening right now, but my radio show becomes a national TV show in hour number three. And those who watch say that the transformation has been unbelievable. I look 15 years younger, and it happened in the last year. And I go back and I look at old shows, and I go, holy crap, I look like a different person. And nobody reverses, you know, reverse ages. I mean, if anything, people get older every year. They don't look younger every year. Synagenix did that for me. Founded in 1997, they are the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. anti-aging, i.e. defying aging. And they have done it for me. They've made Wayne Root great again. They can make you great again. The phone call is free, and it's a no-obligation consultation that is free as well. So you're not risking a thing by just calling and saying, you made Wayne Root great again. How can you make me great again, and what will it cost? Simple questions, right? 888-YOUNGER. Give them a call, 888-YOUNGER. Toll free anywhere in the USA or register at Synagenix.com. 888-YOUNGER or Synagenix, C-E-N-E, Genix, G-E-N-I-C-S.com. Toll free call and a free no obligation consultation.
All right, it's Lee Elsie. I'm back filling in for that ageless wonder, Wayne Allen Root. I appreciate the opportunity, as always, to be on the USA Radio Network as I'm looking through some of the Facebook messages and social media stuff. But Chris in, I guess, Long Island sends me a message. The only thing that Kamala Harris will give you is a lap dance. I thought that was funny, so it's worth it. A couple things. Just a quick announcement. I keep saying there's a bunch of new stations here in Connecticut. WDRC 1360, WMMW 1470 in Meriden, and WSNG 1610 Torrington are part of the family, along with JJF here in Connecticut, and we're proud to be part of the USA Radio Network here with Wayne Allen Root every single night. So I wanted to make sure I got that out there because I think it's important to do that and tell everybody out there that this is just a great place to land and listen, and Wayne does a fabulous, fantastic job every single night between 6 and 9. And, you know, get a chance to listen to them, you can. So, gas prices continue to soar. Listen, you know this is going to happen. It happens just about every summer, right? Right about now, as we head in, you know, through spring into summer, you see a spike. And I was paying attention to some of the economic shows, the business shows on, I think it was Fox today I was watching. And the average price of a barrel of oil is going up, which means the price of gas is going up. I think the guy on... the expert said it was going to reach, you know, mid-70s, possibly head towards 80. And what does that mean? Well, that means that me and you have to pay more for a gallon of gasoline. And right now, the average price of gas spikes 13 cents, $2.91 a gallon. I saw a sign where it was over $5 a gallon in California. Now, how did this happen? Why is this happening? And I thought we were producing more gas and more energy than at any time in the history of this country. I want to know where that oil and that gasoline ends up going. Listen, there's no reason this country, the people here who live in this country, should spend $5 for a gallon of gasoline. No way. I'm just not buying it. I don't believe it. I always think it's artificial when it happens. It's always strategic when it happens. It always seems like it happens, you know, going into either the summer or the home heating oil goes up as you're heading into winter. And I just think that's a bad way to do business. And I don't think that the American people should have to suffer through that. So I'm not really sure, you know, what we can do about it. I mean, there's really not a lot. We're kind of helpless. We have to look to our congressmen and our senators, who a lot of times aren't going to help us in those kinds of causes. But the average price of gasoline spiking 13 cents, $2.91 a gallon. Speaking of sitting in your car and being aggravated, most Americans still sit in their car for about an hour every day to stay employed. So the average commute time in the United States has remained pretty stable here. The last Census Bureau says that the average American commuter has left roughly 26 minutes each way. So it ends up being, you know, a little short of an hour during the entire course. But the average American seems content commuting just under a half hour each way. And some scholars even point that the commute times in the Roman Empire were nearly identical, believe it or not. Many people are braving extremely long commutes. Today, 3.5 million Americans, 2.9% of the full-time workforce population, are super commuters who travel more than 90 minutes to work each way. So it's, what's that, an hour and a half, 3 hours? My goodness, 3 hours of actual commute time to work every single day. Listen, when I used to go back and forth to New York, or when I was acting a little bit more regularly, you get caught in that. Listen, you guys don't, if you don't live here in Connecticut, you don't know the commute from, let's say, Stamford, Connecticut to New York City. It's just brutal. And, you know, you could be stuck in traffic. It's like 20 miles, and it could take you 3 hours, 4 hours sometimes, depending upon if you hit an accident or construction. So, again, I feel your pain, but 90 minutes each way every day, that's tough. All right, listen, bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Murray Saber, economist, and we'll talk a little bit about taxes and some things to look forward to in 2019 as we continue. We'll do that in just a couple minutes. Keep listening. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, and it's more now. Hang on.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com. War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials say at least four Americans have died in a terrorist attack on Christian churches and two luxury hotels in Sri Lanka. John Miller is a New York City Police Department's Deputy Commissioner of Counterintelligence and Terrorism. He tells CBS This Morning.
What you're looking at is the kind of operation that would take a great deal of organization, a good deal of funding, and more importantly, a fairly large number of people for your average terrorist plot, which increases operational security. How do they run this for so long with so much planning and so many wheels turning and without it being found? Exactly, Gail.
President Trump says Herman Cain has asked him not to be nominated for a seat on the Federal Reserve Board. And stocks on this Monday, the Dow was down 48 points to close at 26,511. The NASDAQ was up 17 and the S&P gained 3. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers required. Credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back. My name is Lee Elsie, and I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network. The show is War Now, and I brought this guest on before when I filled in for Wayne. He's a smart cookie. Murray Sabrin is a professor of finance in the Anfield School of Business down in New Jersey. He was also a United States Senate candidate, as well as a gubernatorial candidate down there in New Jersey. Murray, so we got a couple things we got to talk about. First, I got to ask you, you got a book coming out, right?
Yes, it's a book on the Federal Reserve. I wrote it 2 years ago when I was on sabbatical. And I think it's a definitive critique of the Federal Reserve's policies and how they bungled everything and gave us these two huge bubbles of the dot-com era and the housing bubble. And now we're in the everything bubble where everything's inflated that will have to be adjusted in the near future. And therefore, we're going to have a problem because the budget's going to go into huge, huge deficit, the federal budget. And there'll probably be layoffs in various industries. We're already seeing retailing get hit because there's been overbuilding in retailing. So this is what the Federal Reserve does. It gives us this cycle of boom and bust. And my book points out that the Federal Reserve has just been very counterproductive and not been the friend of the American people.
I think a lot of people were happy with the original announcement of the Donald Trump tax cuts. They got a few more bucks in their pocket. And maybe in the end, they ended up coming ahead a little bit. But I don't think they came ahead as much as they thought they were going to, Doc. What do you think about that?
Well, it really depends on your individual status, whether you have a lot of deductions, which have been taken away because of the cap on property and state and local income taxes. In New Jersey, as you know, we have the highest property taxes in the country, so people could get slammed with that. I spoke to my accountant the other day. He said some of his clients have had to write $20,000 to $70,000 checks to the IRS because they lost so many deductions. The problem with taxation, Lee, is very simple. It's not how we tax that's important. It's how much we spend, because if the federal government is spending $4 trillion a year plus under a Republican leadership who tell us that they're constantly fiscal conservatives, that's the problem. If the federal government didn't spend as much, we wouldn't have to tax as much. And I wrote a book on taxation back in the 90s called Tax-Free 2000, showing how we can have a tax-free society, that everything that the government does can be done by the private sector or the nonprofit sector, which is the strength of America, a free enterprise economy and a vibrant nonprofit sector to take care of the social services that people need in their communities. And I outlined how this could be done in a transition from the 1990s to the present. So if the people in Washington followed my instructions, we would basically be close to a tax-free society today. But the ideology, the philosophy in Washington on both sides of the aisle, unfortunately, is tax, spend, and borrow, and print money. And that's why we've got a $22 trillion debt, a $1 trillion deficit in good economic times. And so we have a serious, serious fiscal problem in Washington, D.C. that both parties are ignoring.
I was going to ask you about the debt later on in the interview, but since you brought it up, let's do it now, because $22 trillion, it's a substantial amount of money, Doc. Are we past the point of no return? I don't see us ever paying this money back.
Oh, we're never going to pay the money back. See, when I started learning about this stuff nearly 50 years ago, it was crystal clear to me this welfare warfare state that we have, that both parties endorse, will continue as long as foreign is by our debt. Once that game is over, once the foreigners say, no more debt we're going to buy, we're not going to hold dollars anymore because they're depreciating so rapidly, then it's checkmate to the U.S. government, and then we have to get our fiscal house in order. Until that day comes, that day of reckoning, the federal government can continue to issue debt, run these huge deficits, run up the national debt, continue to print money. As long as people are willing to hold U.S. treasuries and U.S. dollars, this welfare warfare state that both parties support will continue. And when the day of reckoning comes, it could get very ugly, because a lot of people are going to lose their jobs, lose their benefits, and we have to readjust our economy to less reliance on government spending and more reliance on free enterprise and the nonprofit sector.
We're talking to Murray Sabrin, professor of finance in the Anfield School of Business. I'd asked this question of a Fox News business reporter a while back. He laughed, and he said it would be the collapse of society as we know it. What if we decided not to pay back that money? What if we just said, no, go pound sand, we're not doing it?
Well, that's an interesting phenomenon, because there are some people who have advocated that for a long time, that we have basically repudiated debt, which, of course, would be very painful, But there's precedent for that. There are other countries that have basically recruited their debt, or at least paid 10 cents, 50 cents on the dollar to the bondholders. But the point is, this debt is the foundation for a lot of countries' economy in terms of their bank reserves. And so we're in a mess. And the way to solve it is, I've been writing about this for decades, is we need to return to sound money, which means backing the dollar with gold. At one time, the dollar was as good as gold. That's why the dollar was accepted all over the world. If we did that, then the Federal Reserve would not be able to print money, would not be able to debase the currency. We wouldn't have these bubbles, and we would have sustainable prosperity where the economy would grow 2, 3% a year. Prices would decline very slowly, 2, 3% a year, and living standards would rise for everybody. Everyone who's working would see their living standards rise as prices come down. That's the natural order of an economy when you have good policies in place. Unfortunately, we don't have those policies. And that's why, even though we have very low employment, according to statistics, people are still having trouble end meet. The average American family has very little savings for retirement, for emergency purchases or expenses. And so we've got to get our fiscal house in order. And unfortunately, the Trump administration is offering a $4.7 trillion budget for next year with a $1 trillion deficit. This is in good economic times, Lee. So when the crisis hits down the road, what if the deficit goes to $2 trillion or more?
Right.
Then we're in deep, deep trouble.
You know, there's a misnomer, too, Murray, and you can maybe explain this to everybody. Everyone thinks China owns most of our debt. American companies own a lot of the debt, right?
Absolutely. I think China owns about $1 trillion, but China and Russia, from what I've been reading on various online, is they're slowly getting rid of their dollars and buying gold, because both countries went through hyperinflation, China in the late 40s and Russia after World War I. They know what it means when your currency collapses. That's just what we're seeing in Venezuela today. And so they have a history of hyperinflation. We don't have that in the United States. So people are not attuned or sensitive to the government printing money, which the Federal Reserve has been doing to the tune of $4 trillion since 2008 in order to revive the economy from the Great Recession. And all these things have to come to an end because they're unsustainable. And that's the key word. These policies are unsustainable, and we need to go back to the old-fashioned way of saving and investing and working and doing all the things that families and individuals need to do and businesses need to do without taking on this enormous amount of debt, and the same thing for the federal government.
Isn't a run on gold or the precious metals a sign this whole stock bubble is about to come crashing down?
Well, what's probably going to happen is, if you look at the chart of gold, it's been going sideways for like 5 years, which means that someone is buying up all this gold that's coming onto the market for the last 5 years. And the evidence shows that it's Russia and China and I think a lot of wealthy people around the world, because they want to get rid of dollars that they believe will lose value over time. And therefore, gold has historically been the store of value for people around the world for 5,000 years. So this is nothing new. It's just a matter of how it unfolds in the next few years.
Yeah, but not to be a conspiracy theory type of a person, but if big money is buying gold and the stock market is at this huge number, this huge ballooned number, it seems like the winners, if the stock market were to crash at that point, would be the people who bought up all the gold. So these ultra-rich begin buying the gold, the stock market crashes, they have all the real money, and everybody loses what they win. Does that make any sense?
Well, the thing is, as I've been advocating, when people ask me what's your investment philosophy, I say, well, you got to own stocks, you got to own, you have to have cash, and you should have a little part of your portfolio in gold. It could be 1%, 3%, 5%, 10%, whatever you feel comfortable with. There are some people who have great amounts of their portfolio in gold because they just don't trust the stock market and the bond market. So again, it's an individual preference based upon what you feel will be unfolding over the next several years or next couple of decades.
Right.
So it's always good to have an emergency plan.
Right.
And one thing is having cash so you can pay your bills if you get laid off, 6 months to a year of cash reserves.
Yep.
Then you should have a little bit of gold in case things really hit the fan and the price of gold will skyrocket like it did from 2000 to 2011.
So if the stock market crashes or drops significantly, usually gold prices go through the roof, right?
That's typically happened. It happened back in the 70s and early 80s. It happened again in the 2000s with the dot-com and housing bubble. But now gold has been sort of dormant. Now
right.
It's been asleep. So as they say, well, when a sleeping giant awakes, prices are going to pop. And there are predictions out there that gold could go to $10,000. Who knows? Nobody knows. But
no, I know. I know. What do you think of a flat tax?
Well, it depends on what the rate is. I mean, a flat tax would be great if it's under the double digit. I mean,
okay.
So as long as the key, Lee, is spending. We're spending $4.7 trillion next year under a fiscal conservative president who claims to be a fiscal conservative. This is unconscionable that both parties want to keep on spending and spending, and the proverbial kicking the can down the road. But the flat tax is great because taxes should be simple. The founders had a very simple vision for taxation. They said that it should be low and indirect. That meant the sales tax or an excise tax, where there'd be no paperwork whatsoever, like we pay a sales tax today when we go to the store. The income tax was the great revolution of 1913, which changed the whole relationship of the federal government with the states and the federal government with the people. And the flat tax, income tax was initially only for 2% of the population. 98% of the American people were exempt from the first income tax in 1913, and the top rate was 7%, and that was for people who made $500 million or more, which in 1913 was an incredible amount of money. I think just a few dozen people paid that.
Yeah.
So we should just look at the federal budget and see what can we reduce to so the states and local governments and the people can take care of. And the federal government has to really be downsized. But the problem we have, Lee, is we have so many social welfare programs. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, the military-industrial complex is a $1 trillion enterprise. And then we have nearly $500 billion of interest on the federal debt. So the federal government is in a box because it's got obligations that are over $3 trillion a year, fixed obligations. So that's the dilemma we're facing in America.
All right, Murray, thank you very much. We got to run. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is...
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Sale ends Tuesday at Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenics.com.
War now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this national radio show. We are in the Fordham Resources studio. They get the naming rights. They are an all-American company. I love all-American companies. They represent capitalism. I'm a capitalist evangelist. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They're led by their chairman and CEO, Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham is his new baby. It has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. That gives you credibility. That's integrity. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. That's about nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, go to their website for more, FordhamResources.com. Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR.
All right, we're back. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root, and glad to be here. USA Radio Network, War Now, 833-927-8255. My email address is leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Now, I've done something. It's almost impossible. So I've done something now, and I'm distracted. I have to admit I'm distracted. So I'm here in the studio, here in the beautiful Full Power Radio studio, state-of-the-art stuff here in Connecticut. That's where I'm out of. Wayne normally does his show out of Vegas. When I fill in, I'm here in Connecticut, and I can't find my phone. Like, my phone, like, you're like plugged into your phone, into the internet, your life, it's your lifeblood, right? I mean, it's see how reliant you are on this thing, and I don't know where I put it. Like, I had it here. I know I had it here, like, 2 minutes ago.
So somewhere along the line, I'll stumble on it and find it. But how many times do you do that? I do that every, like, once a week. Like, I lose my phone for about 5 minutes. And you run around your house like a lunatic, right? Yelling and screaming. I'm famous for, you know, yelling, screaming, kicking stuff, kicking the furniture, going around yelling. Just being a dope because I put it someplace. And, you know, whenever you find it, you're like, why in the world would I put it there? It's like the last place you look. It's the last place you look. Anyway. All right, I'll find it somewhere along the line. Hey, I don't know if you know this, but today happens to be Earth Day, right? And listen, I'm a conservative. You are probably a conservative or lean to the right, most of you out there maybe who are listening. Maybe there are some liberals out there who want to spy on the other side. But to me, being a conservative doesn't mean you turn your back on the environment. In fact, it's the exact opposite. Although, quote-unquote, Earth Day has probably done very little to better the planet. I mean, I can remember when I was in school, I think, the first time, like in grade school, I think, the first time Earth Day was around. I could be wrong about that. I'm trying to think back when exactly the first Earth Day was, but it doesn't matter. Earth Day's been around for a while, and whether or not it's made a lot of difference, I don't know, but I got some stats for you. So the greenest states, the states that actually are the best when it comes to air quality, water quality, gas consumption, energy consumption as far as renewable resources, and the ones that are just flat out environmentally friendly. Number one, Vermont. Number two, I can't believe New York is two. Actually, Connecticut, where I am, is three. Minnesota, five. Mass, California, Rhode Island, South Dakota, New Hampshire. They're the top ten. Now, as far as the bottom ten, you got all those good, the good old boys down on the southern bayou, like Louisiana and Kentucky and Alabama, Arkansas. They're the ones who are just wrecking everything when it comes to the environment. So those are the worst as far as being environmentally friendly. Now, here's some other interesting stats. 53% of us think greasy pizza boxes should go in the recycling bin, but they can't be recycled, by the way, just in case you want to know that. 82% of Americans want to be more environmentally friendly, but only 30% of those people say they actually recycle. Here's a question for you. Do you actually have recyclables? I mean, I know when I'm broadcasting just to Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Long Island on my morning show, I know Connecticut, we're supposed to recycle. I would assume that every state that we're talking to right now, there's got to be recycle bins. You guys recycle, right? I mean, it's a pain in the rear end. And I'm always questioning as to whether or not it's actually doing anything. But I do know that my recycle bin is always filled up faster than my regular garbage. That I know for a fact, because my wife is the recycle Gestapo. So she makes sure everything goes in the right box, in the right bucket, I guess. The average American throws out five things a week that could be recycled, which that would be me. 3 in 10 Americans are now using reusable water bottles instead of plastic, and 29% of those actually avoid straws. We're having a big debate here, actually, in this state about straws, plastic straws, and paper, and not paper, but the plastic bags. And I don't know. Again, I think there's a little piece of me. There's more than a little piece of me. I'm green. I want to be green. I want to be environmentally friendly. I do. But the thing is plastic bags, I mean, they're winding up in all the terrible places, and so are straws. So, I mean, we can live without plastic bags, can't we? I don't want to get up on a soapbox. I mean, it's not really earth-shattering. But if we can do it, I think maybe we should do it. I don't know. I know a lot of folks out there are probably throwing their radio against the wall right now, calling me a crazy communist. But anyway. 3 in 10 Americans are now using, again, recyclable water bottles. That's the biggest thing of all, man. There are so many water bottles out there. It's insanity. Anyway. All right. We got to run. I'm out of... that's it. That's all I give you. I give you 4 minutes worth of green time, and we'll go back to the regular programming after the top of the hour. All right. You guys, hang around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and more now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.